Here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 4th of April, 2016. It's the birthday of the poet Maya Angelou, born St. Louis. 3 years old, her parents' marriage ended. Her father put Angelou and her brother on a train, sent them to a town in Arkansas to live with their grandparents. When she was 7 years old, her mother's boyfriend raped her, and she told her family, and the man was murdered, possibly by her uncles, and Angelou felt responsible. She stopped speaking for 5 years. She said, "I thought my voice killed him. I killed that man because I told his name, and then I thought I would never speak again because my voice would kill anyone." She wrote about it in her autobiography, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. It came out in 1969. It's the birthday of the novelist and screenwriter Marguerite Duras, born in a small village near Saigon in what was then French Indochina, 1914. When she was going to high school in Saigon, she began an affair with an older, wealthy Chinese man, which ended when she graduated from high school and she went to college in France. She kept this a secret for the next 50 years, while she was busy writing short experimental novels such as The Sea Wall and The Sailor from Gibraltar, and the screenplay for films such as Hiroshima Mon Amour. Then, at the age of 70, after a long struggle with alcoholism, Duras decided to write a novel based on her affair with the Chinese man. The novel was The Lover. It came out in 1984, and it was her first major literary success, became an international bestseller, and it won France's top literary prize. It's the birthday of the blues singer Muddy Waters, born McKinley Morganfield in Rolling Fork, Mississippi, 1915. Learned to play guitar and in 1943 took a train from Mississippi up to Chicago, taking a suit of clothes and an acoustic guitar. He started performing at house parties, but the music was so loud, mostly big band music, and so he traded in his acoustic for a cheap electric guitar, and it was the first time anyone had played Mississippi Delta blues on an electric guitar. Muddy Waters. Here's a poem for today by Joseph Mills, entitled Catch. She's been in the hospital a week, this time with no improvement, and I've come home to shower, change clothes, and feed the dog. As I'm about to get back in the car, the boy next door, whose dad left years ago, asks if I'll play catch. And I agree, because it's something I can do. We toss a tennis ball back and forth in the driveway. After a while, his mother comes out with two beers and a juice box. She watches without speaking, because we have known each other a long time. And as it gets darker, the ball seems to become lighter, floating through the gloaming. Maybe I should say it looks meaningful, like a radioisotope or a pill, but I'm not thinking anything like that, or about how we probably look like a family to passers-by. I'm not thinking at all. I'm just swinging my arm, grabbing and releasing yellow, slowly becoming indistinct. Catch, a poem by Joseph Mills from This Miraculous Turning, published by Press 53 and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. And by Lumosity.com, brain training developed by scientists to challenge memory and problem solving through online games. Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.